Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for some air fryer gnocchi. But before I dive into this recipe, which is using dried packaged gnocchi, I've got a confession to make. I didn't even know that you could get prepared gnocchi until about 2 years ago, which I know is terrible, but it was never a thing in England. Then I moved to Portugal and it was never a thing there. So it's never really been on my radar. To me, gnocchi is something that I always made when I had leftover mashed potatoes. I could get the cold mash that had been sat in the fridge overnight, get it out with the kids, add cheese, add egg, add flour, and it was just great fun making little bits of gnocchi and then air frying them. And that's the only way I knew. So I was quite surprised when I found out that you could actually buy it packaged up and then just throw it in the air fryer. So this is what I'm showing you how to do today. Just literally throw it in the air fryer. But I'm also going to make a garlic butter sauce so that you've got something nice to dunk it into. And then it's also good if you've got some crusty bread that you can then serve up with your garlic butter sauce and your gnocchi. So what I'm using here is I'm using 800 grams, which is 2 packs of dried packaged gnocchi. But note what I've done here is I got 2 different flavours from the supermarket and I'm doing a pack of one and a pack of the other. So you're getting half flavours for each. I just thought it'd make it a bit more interesting. And then extra virgin olive oil spray to make it crispy. And then from the garlic butter sauce, I'm using 50 grams worth of fresh parsley, though you can use basil as well. 1 small lemon for the juice and the rind. 30 grams of butter, which is just over an ounce, that's cut into slices so it melts quickly in the air fryer. And then 6 garlic cloves that are already peeled, along with 2 teaspoons of dried basil. 40 grams of grated Parmesan cheese, salt and pepper, and then optional, adding in some cherry tomatoes for a bit more colour, but it's totally up to you whether you add them or not. And then I'm doing it in the Philips air fryer, but any air fryer will do the trick. And then place the gnocchi into the air fryer basket, spread it out and spray with the olive oil spray. Then air fry for 12 minutes at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit or until crispy to your liking. In the meantime, add everything but the Parmesan cheese into an air fryer friendly container such as a baking pan. We've got some that are kind of the bakeware material, and we've also got silicone, any will do, and then we mix with a spatula. And then before I continue with the recipe, don't forget about pre-ordering our air fryer cookbook, because you've got the chance there to win our baking pan that we're using in this recipe, as well as the spatulas that we're using and the olive oil spray. So it's very useful for you for everyday recipes like this. Then when the air fryer beeps, remove the gnocchi and put in a large serving bowl. Then add the garlic butter ingredients in the baking pan into the air fryer basket and cook for 5 minutes at 120 Celsius, that's 250 Fahrenheit, which is the ideal temperature for melting butter in the air fryer without overly burning it or having issues. Because you don't want it going like when you melt butter in the microwave and you leave it in for too long, you think, oh no, what have I done to my butter? And then when the air fryer beeps, remove the garlic butter and stir in the Parmesan and the cherry tomatoes if you're adding them. Then pour this lovely garlic butter over the gnocchi and then you can serve it with some lovely warm crusty bread and it's just perfect. And in case you're wondering what flavours we used a pesto flavour gnocchi and a tomato and mozzarella one. And both of them came from Aldi and we noticed they're often in the weekly buy option at Aldi when they're doing the weekly specials. So do look out for it or find some other one that's suitable from wherever you do your shopping. so much for listening. And I just love talking about all my favourite air fryer recipes with you so that you can recreate them at home. And if you've not heard, it's getting closer and closer and closer to the release date of our air fryer cookbook. And to celebrate this, we are now running a giveaway. And this is for anybody can enter this giveaway that has pre-ordered our air fryer cookbook. And it's the opportunity to win our complete air fryer accessories and the accessories we use in the air fryer the most, which is valued at over £150 worth of air fryer accessories. As well as this, you'll get, without having to enter the giveaway, this is yours for free just for pre-ordering. And that's our time and temps chart, which covers all the main air fryer recipes that we do the most, that we don't need to consult a cookbook all the time to do them, and we just want that time and temp list on our fridge for easy access, such as wanting to know the time and temp for cooking some chicken breasts, or maybe you want to cook some frozen French fries in the air fryer. We've got all this covered for you in here. So if you head over to recipethis.com, search giveaway, you'll find out all the details about getting your time and temp chart, pre-ordering if you haven't done so already, as well as entering the competition for the chance to win our massive air fryer accessories bundle. So again, thank you so much for listening, and I cannot wait to share even more air fryer recipes with you.